This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Prediction time. Can you please tell us who will win the Four Nations face-off tonight between Canada and Team USA in Boston? Who will be honored as the one star of the game? And can you please give us one player who will score a goal in this contest?
Oh, this is hard. This is agonizing. This is torturous. This is going to be a lot of fun. All right, so it's going to come down to the goalies because it always does. And if it does, that's not great news for Team USA. I am hearing and feeling my heart, but I am listening to my head. Connor Hellebuyck is a heck of a goalie, but he is also a guy that is Mr. Regular Season. And in the playoffs, and this is the equivalent of the playoff game, playoff moment, Connor Hellebuyck has not been good. He's the NHL equivalent of Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold. Great guy to have in big moments, but when they get really big, he doesn't have the experience. Meanwhile, in Canada's net, there is Jordan Binnington. The last time he played in a game this big was on the same ice. Now, 2019, goaltender for the St. Louis Blues, Game 7. They won. He won. He was huge in that game. That, to me, gives a slight edge to Team Canada. I think that Canada beats the U.S. 4-3. Connor McDavid, the number one star of the game. One player who scores a goal besides McDavid will be McKinnon. It will be the star power and the goaltending of Team Canada that beats Team USA on home ice. I hope I'm wrong, but it doesn't feel that way right now.
Boo! David Haw, shame on you.
What?
Shame on you. Shame on you, David Haw.
It's a prediction.
So this from an 815 texter. I'm going to have a texter help me answer this, and I love this text we got earlier this morning. If Canada wins tonight, as texter didn't say it, but as David Haw is predicting, can we then cancel the restart of the NHL season by a week and have one or more games of a best of three winner take all? Amen to that. Because if Canada wins, what does that prove? Okay, that both teams could win in this tournament. Both teams could win in each other's different country. But, David, I'm going to push back, as I typically do in this segment or in the pick segment. I have Team USA winning this one 3-2 in extra time. Connor McDavid will score. Connor McDavid will probably score the first goal of the game. My safest bet for a two-team parlay tonight, same-game parlay, will there be overtime? Yes, and a Connor McDavid anytime goal. That's what I'm predicting. If you want to go to the window or go to your app, do that. And then, because of the storybook type things we like, one of the Tkachuk brothers wins it in overtime. 3-2, USA, USA, USA. David Haw wrong.
I'm not going to wrap myself in a flag like Dustin did, but I am going to say shame on you, Mr. David. And I'm taking, listen, if you're a fan of history, if you're a fan of hockey history, then you're going to take Canada because history tells you they're going to win this game because they have dominated this series and they are, I believe they think they're the nation that created hockey. I can't be certain about it. But I am going to go with the USA, USA, USA. I think Matthew Tkachuk will be the one star of the game because he'll have a really good game. I think for one player scoring one goal, I'll take Nathan MacKinnon. I just think he's going to score a goal. I think it's going to be 3-1 again with another empty net goal late by some unnamed American. And go USA.
So apparently Vegas Haw has checked Hockey Haw, and that's why we've got Canada, huh?
I think that's probably true.
Okay.
I think that's probably true. I have not seen them in the same room at the same time.
I think it's a love of things. I think it's anti-American.
It's not anti-American.
I feel like it is.
This is tapping into my hockey, inner hockey self.
Feel free to broadcast from the 51st state tomorrow, David.
I'm not going to be allowed in? My ID will suddenly not work?
Maybe you'll forget it.
What are you saying, eh? Oh, wait. I started to talk that way already.
Sorry, David. Yeah. Sorry, David. Key card not working today. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
With the horrible hangover you're going to have tomorrow, you might want to... You might want to get yourself a famous Canadian dish.
What's a famous Canadian dish?
That helps with a hangover?
Okay, yeah.
Poutine.
That's exactly correct.
There we go. I don't like the prediction, but I just... Listen, I'm taking a lot of the heat, and quietly over there, Brandon Fryer's saying, yeah, nodding his head, yeah, I agree with David, because he's picking Canada. If he were predicting the score, he might have a little bit lower, but he's not with you guys.
Well, he's never loved America, if that's what you mean. But this has nothing to do with flag waving.
You don't go, no. But oh, not at all.
For the Canadian crowd, Mr. Dressed in Red every day.
I don't have red on.
You got any red flag and anthem, David?
You do in the inside.
I do have some red flag
Win
and anthem.
Win or lose, I will be in red, white, and blue tomorrow. Okay, Twitch?
All right.
Oh, wow.
Do you have like one of those flag shirts?
I don't have that.
He just has the flag shorts.
The jorts.
The shorts.
Dustin's got
no
the jorts.
No shot.
I think I might pay money to see that.
He's got the red, white, and blue
I have never worn jean shorts in my life. I've worn corduroy shorts in my life because, again, I used to shop in the Husky section. And I do have a picture that you would love. I have me in short overalls.
We got to see that picture. You got to share that with the class.
Short overalls.
That's got to be.
Who amongst us hasn't worn overalls?
Well, I can't say.
We know there's Brandon and I haven't, but the other two. One guy just confessed.
Well,
the other guy, you
probably wore overalls when you were doing that husking of corn, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You were sweating in a pair of overalls.
Detasseling of corn.
Were they shorts?
Detasseling of corn. No, I had overalls.
Dustin was doing a fashion statement.
I had a green pair of overalls. And
Got
I had
those
a,
at the county
I
seat.
Had, I had denim. I had denim blue.
You had two pair of overalls.
I had two pair of overalls. Yeah. Grew up in Indiana, man.
I did too. I actually had a pair.
You grew up in Indiana?
No. I grew up near a street, Indiana. I grew up on Belden and Howard. But I used to love the garbage men, and I had a pair of overalls, like train conductor overalls, and I would wait for the garbage men to come. I would turn hose on. I would run the hose, get the water really cold, and give the garbage men a drink of water. It's like one of my favorite things as a kid.
Did you meet them while shopping?
The garbage men? No.
Yeah,
standing next to our own garbage can.
Still talking trash.
Always. Yeah. 312-644-6767. Who hates America? No. Which of our hosts is the most anti? Let's not get into this. There's nothing to do with
it. This is a sports argument. It's not a test of patriotism.
Just for gambling purposes.
Yes.
Molly and Haw in this car.
Boo. David Haw, shame on you.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.